Channel One Right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 1st of July, 1971. Channel One Right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 1st of July, 1971. Channel One Right, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this 1st of July, Thursday morning, the 1st of July, 1971.
Now, in Philip's lifetime, all back there where you see them trees, he used to have a garden. Look at his, you see his lot joins that. And it's a big place back there they could use, you see. Oh, where you see them trees, but nobody use it now.
He had a tree, he had fruit trees.
Are there orange trees all back there? See? They got nice orange trees all back there, that stuff. Where you see?
Back where?
Where we been?
You talk about being walled in. Miss Daisy took me to some place that was really walled in. He hadn't seen it, so we just have to tell him, I guess.
Just tell me the name of it.
Philip Sawyer's house.
Yes.
I told you. I showed him where they lived the other day. He didn't see what they're living in, though.
No.
We went back there, Mr. Miles. So we was coming on out. Miss Miles said, well, I don't see how they live back here. I'm scared.
Oh, it's grown up?
Grown up. Yes, sir. Grown up.
Got trees where the garden was.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Trees all around the house. And all in the yard, there's plenty of bushes. Ain't it? You can't hardly tell where the yard at. But when he was living, it wasn't like that.
Well, how was it, Miss Daisy, when he was there?
It was clean and nice, and he had garden all back there on the back. He worked that land back there on the back of that house and kept it clean.
Oh, he worked land back there?
Yeah, when he was living. But when he died, the place just went. Mm-hmm. Of course, he was dead a good while before his wife died. But she didn't take no interest in nothing, so it was growing up before she died. She didn't try to keep it. But when he was living, him and them children kept it up because he made them work.
Yeah.
He worked and they worked.
So she sat there and just let that grow up?
Grow up. With all them big boys. All his boys was almost grown when he died.
They were big enough to keep it up.
They was big enough to work and they did work.
Now, was that just under bushes and things, right up to the back?
Mm-hmm, but they wasn't there then. They wasn't there in his lifetime. And it's the road back there on the end of the kitchen. It'd go all the way across to another place they had over there. That was, I think it was Philip's grandmother's place back there. She had a nice place back there. Peaches and pear trees, fig trees, fruit trees.
Oh, really?
They had a garden spot back there. You could go back there. It was growed up some, but not all the way up like it is now. You could travel back there. Oh, and I was so scared to go back there. Then it was so thick back there. But it's thick enough.
Just good ground back there. Things grow.
Yes, it's good ground back there.
Nobody at his grandmother's old place?
No, sir. Ain't nobody there. I just wonder if the old house fell down, what become of here. I can't go back there to see.
I didn't see a road this morning that could have been.
Yeah, it's a road, but I told you it's done growed up. Bushes, trees high up there. Some of that stuff was right in the road. Nobody go back there. Nobody cared for it. Mm-hmm.
Now, he was right in the community in his time.
Talking about Philip?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
He went to Sunday school and took them boys?
Yes, sir.
Killing.
Go to Sunday school every Sunday morning. Go to church every Sunday. When it wasn't his church day, he'd go to our church day.
Yeah.
They had another little church up there, not far from his house. You see where that lumber was piled?
Yeah.
Or did you notice?
Yeah.
Well, just above that, it used to be a church there. It was called Zion Church. He'd go there.
Right there close to his house?
Right there, as I said, right there on the edge of his yard.
Where that lumber was?
Yeah. Just
Why,
Miss
Daisy, you never
side.
Told me about that.
Just a little above where that lumber was at. That's where the church was.
Who went there, Miss Daisy?
Who was in that church?
Uh-huh.
Gwyneth's grandmother. She was a member of that church.
Oh, that's where she went.
Raya Pye. She was a member of that church. And her mother. Oh, there's just a bunch of them there, member of that church.
Who was the last one?
Huh? Raya, well, you stayed there, Miss Bessie. Booth. That was her church.
Oh.
Was tore down now.
Oh, that was her church?
That was her church. And her mother's church. Her brother's church. Burnett's grandmother's church. Oh, there's a good bunch of them there.
Where Boots is, where was she brought up?
There, to that church was tore down. After that church went down, you see, Boots was living way up here somewhere, up there for a long time. But when she come from up there, wherever she was, then she put her membership in our church.
Yeah.
She was a Baptist when she died.
Did she grow up? Wait.
In that Zion Church.
Where'd she live?
Where you see her mother. She lived right over there to Midway. Her mother had home over there.
Oh.
And she lived over there.
You mean clear on up there at Center Point?
Who? After this church went down, then Butch. She went to Center Point.
I'm talking about where her mother lived.
Where her mother lived.
I don't know where Midway is.
I don't just know what become of her mother's house. But after her mother died, somebody told me it went for tax. Somebody. I believe Zeb got it. seemed to me like somebody told me Zeb bought it. After it went up for tax, and none of the children's wouldn't take care of it. So now she had two girls. I think two boys. Might have had more than that. I can't remember now, but I know one of her sons. That was John Woody. And I can't think of the other name. There was Mariah. And then she had a sister in Mickey. And they had a sister on the East Coast. So none of these here wouldn't take care of it. And she started to do it. She started to buy it. She said no, she wasn't going to live. She had no notion of ever living here anymore, because she done bought her home down there in Daytona, and she didn't need to. So if they didn't think enough of it and they were living here, anybody that wanted was welcome to it. And I think Zebby bought it. I think that's where his house is. Of course, he built on to it. She lived in a small house. Her house wasn't no big house.
And that was in Midway.
Mm-hmm. Right over there. You know where Walt would have stayed? Yeah, just on this side of him. Right there where Zeb stayed.
Oh, that's Midway.
Uh-huh.
Well, I didn't know that.
I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be right there at Zeb's house.
Mm-hmm. And he built on to it, to that.
Yes, ma'am. You know, it used to be a schoolhouse up here next to the white folks' church. Do you remember that?
Mm-mm.
Hmm? It used to be a schoolhouse there. And I think Zeb bought that. Bought that whole house. And built on to his.
Oh. Well, Zebby's been right enterprising fella.
Oh, yeah, sir. Zeb believes in doing things around his place, Mr. Miles, is just as clean as this. Ain't it?
It is so.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
He got it all cleaned up.
All clean around his place. Look like he's getting it ready to plant.
Yeah. But he got a whole little money to work with, didn't he?
Yes, sir. Well, he's worked all his life. Ever since I know him, he worked, just like he worked now.
Yeah, a lot of people do, but they still don't get a whole of much money.
That's right. Yeah, I think he saved all of his, what he ain't got to have.
Mm-hmm.
I think he buys something when he just have to buy something.
Yeah.
He one of these kind, buy it cause I see it and got money to buy it. He can look at it and let it alone.
Oh.
And that really shows up in the long run, don't it?
It do.
Now, Philip, he was right enterprising, too.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Philip, son?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. He farmed, and he made pretty good money. Some years he made good money. Some years it was short. And every year he lived, he done some work on his house.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Guy, that's a...
If his porch was getting weak, he fixed it.
Yeah.
He done what he could, and what he couldn't do, he'd pay somebody else to do. He kept that house up. And it was a pretty house. He had it done. He painted every once in a while. He didn't paint it every year. But he'd paint it enough to keep it looking like a house.
Now, did it always have that nice big porch?
They ain't done a thing to it since he died. That's just like he left it.
Now
that big front porch and a little back porch right at the kitchen. Well, she'd sit out there on that little porch in the kitchen, fix her vegetables and things, what she was going to cook, or peel pears and or fruits or any kind she was going to put up. And she had that little back porch there to put it, clean it up. Didn't have to go far to the kitchen, just open the door and go right in.
And there was more air stirring out there.
That's right.
Now that's on the right side of the house. And then that big room that comes out in the middle isn't.
Now that was her bedroom. Her bedroom, I don't know whether you know it's the door or not, but you could go right off of the front porch and there's a door right there.
Mm-hmm.
You go hidden. You go. That's where she slept at. Down further, it was the boys' room. Well, the boys, I think, had two rooms. On the back, next to all that was growed up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the girls, they lived back there.
Mm-hmm. And then the living room,
mm-hmm,
was?
Well, you see his right next to the front porch. You see, you go off the front porch and have a door to go right into the living room.
Mm-hmm. And then another door to go into her bedroom.
Yes, right. And door here, go into her bedroom. Door there, go into the living room. Well, on the inside, every room had a door. You could lock.
Oh.
Every room.
It's a big house.
Had a door.
And a great big living room. And the living room looks like it's sort of built out by itself. It comes out like this. It's real interesting,
mm-hmm,
the way that living room comes out. I'm glad,
mm-hmm,
I saw it.
Yes, I've been all through it, all over that house. Me and her used to visit one another, you know. But after her husband died, it looked like something went wrong. Because she didn't have no interest in nothing. She didn't. She drank. After her husband died, you know, I didn't know she drank till her husband died.
Oh,
yeah.
She's the one who never went to church. He did, but she didn't.
Oh, she didn't go to church. Now and then, once in a while, she might go to church. But if she go to church this Sunday, you need to look for her next. And then look for the next one. Look for her when you see her there again.
But now, when you visited over there, you all never talked about church.
I didn't talk much to her about church because she didn't appreciate it.
She didn't want to talk about it?
No.
And you don't know how come she did that?
No, I don't know. I don't know, and I didn't try to find out. I never did ask. Is that Joel used to tell me, he said, "Daisy, say, I think we ought to go and see Lizzie and talk with her and try to find out what happened." I said, "Let me tell you something." I said, "Whatever happened, it's done happened." I said, "I wasn't there when it happened, and I'm not going there to try to straighten nothing with Lizzie." I said, "She's a grown woman." I said, "She was full grown before it ever happened. Had all the children she got now before it ever happened." I said, "You know we can't do nothing with Lizzie but make her mad." I said, "I'm not going to ask them nothing."
You mean at one time she did go to church?
Who, Lizzie? She'd go to church once in a while. She never was.
You mean play on back?
That's so. She'd go to church once in a while, Philip and them children did go to church, because Philip was a calf, but Lizzie stayed home.
And Miss Daisy, the church was right in her yard.
At thine church?
Now, this was his church down here. This Methodist church, that was Philip's church. Therefore, his, all his children was brought up in church. And now, he ain't got but one, you might say, is enters in the church. And that's Winnie.
Clyde's wife?
Clyde's wife. She goes to church about every Sunday. But these boys, they ain't bothering. As I tell Buddy sometimes, I say, Buddy, I want to ask you something. All right, ask me. I said, how did you just quit the church like you did? I said, as long as your daddy lived and was able to go. I said, you went to church every Sunday. He said, I had to go. I said, that's why you went. Yeah, I had to go. You know I had to go. I said, it looked like after you had to go so long, it didn't look like you'd have just went yourself. Well, I don't know. I said, I just don't see. And I know him.
He like his mama. He just goes.
That's right.
Now and then.
Now and then. No. He went to Adam's funeral. I don't know when he had been before then. He ain't been back.
Did you go?
To Adam's funeral? I didn't go.
You didn't like Adam?
Oh, yes. I liked Adam all right. But I don't like funerals. I don't like to go to funerals. And I don't go to funerals often. Now, just somebody I've been with all the time and been around and been friends. Now I go to their funeral, but it's just because I think that family think I should. It's not because I want to go. I don't like no funeral. I don't know what they do to me, but they do something to me. I don't feel good afterwards. Now, Bessie, she went to Adam's funeral, but I was so surprised until I got to thinking about it. They all belonged to that Paul Barrow Lodge down there. She did too. So she went, so she come back that Monday. She told me, she said, I went to the funeral yesterday. Oh, and I just broke down. I said, yeah. I said, where you gonna break at the next time? I said, I was surprised when I see you went, until I thought about you was a member of that lodge, but you didn't have to go, of course, for that. I said, how was the funeral? She said, it was nice. Said it was just quiet. Said, everybody said, didn't nobody cry but me. Said, I just couldn't help it. She said, no, I wasn't crying about Adam. So I got to thinking about my son. And I think her son been dead 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
She said, I just got to thinking about him and thinking how close him and Adam used to be. And said, Miss Daisy, I just couldn't hold my peace.
Is that right?
But she's been getting along all right. Ever since.
Yes, Adam. Adam in his time was a pretty active fella.
He was active in his time.
Even after I come down here, he's around working. He didn't do any steady work after I got out.
No. Not after he quit farming for himself. I don't think he'd done no steady work for nobody else. I think he kind of worked around with the man that owned that place up there. You know, he worked for them, I think, till they all died. But then lived in that little house.
He just do little jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's a great help in a neighborhood to have somebody.
Yes, sir.
I've seen him over at Miss Bessie patching up her porch and trimming those, that big camellia bush.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's right nice.
He was here.
Now, you never had Adam help you?
I tell you. A little bit. I had Adam cut my hedge once. Not all of it, just that close to the porch. I think it's 4 little trees. And he charged me $2 to cut it. I paid him. But I told myself, that won't happen no more. It didn't hardly take him 30 minutes to do it. And that was too expensive for me. So I had some old scissors there, and I started cutting it myself. Well, Samuel, he cut it a few times. He quit. So I cut it all by myself. But J.C., he used to come down from Gainesville and cut it. He used to keep his clippers in his car.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd come down here. He'd cut it all before he'd go back. So he don't come regularly. When I see him, I don't think about telling him to bring the clippers when you come back.
Yeah.
He'd cut it.
Well, I don't have any clippers.
I can't do nothing with them.
Kidding?
I can't.
You just don't
like
them, do you?
I can't use clippers.
What's the trouble?
I don't know. I ain't got sense enough. All I can say.
Oh, Miss Daisy.
Yeah, it takes a lot of sense to use them clippers.
Plenty more than I got.
Yeah.
You know, Guy, I didn't even know where Florida May lived till Miss Daisy took me up there this morning.
That's shameful, isn't it? Not know where your neighbors live.
Now, you talk about Philip Sawyer's house being the bushes coming right up to the porch and the windows.
Mm-hmm.
Not that way over yonder.
Well, Florida May keeps it trimmed up?
Herself. Florida May is bought the charge of so much. Florida May bought her a pair of clippers and bought herself a lawnmower. She mowed her yard and she cut her hedge. But I laughed at Florida. She said, I told him. Miss Daisy said, last time he mowed that little yard, cost me $3.50. So I paid him. And I told him, this your last three you get from me. Cut it myself and let it grow up. It don't worth it and I ain't going to pay it. So you won't have to come back here no more. Luda used to do it for. She do it herself. She been doing it a long time.
And Luda charged her $3.50?
Hmm?
And Luda charged her
$3.50? Yes, sir. And that's his uncle. But that don't mean nothing. Nothing at all.
Why, Walt looked as if he had on the fanciest shirt and just pressed.
He stayed like that.
Why, he's the most dressed up.
He stayed like that.
Oh, he does?
Yes, sir. Anytime he can't work, he can't do nothing. He can be clean and decent, and he is.
I'm clean.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't look
like...
But
you ain't shining like Walt.
Oh, he shines.
You see, you wax. Walt don't wax.
And he wears good clothes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he wears good clothes. Anytime she go to the store and see anything she want him to have, she get it. He don't buy nothing. Walt don't have no expenses whatever. He don't have no expenses of taking care of his place. He don't have no trouble about nothing to eat or nothing to wear. Florida will get made, gets out and do it. Well, I hear somebody say the welfare pays her so much to stay there and take care of it. Well, he ain't in the bed. If he gets sick enough to go to bed, Florida may stay there. But if he's up walking around, Florida may walk right up to a job somewhere. Anyway, she don't stay all day. She go early in the morning, she get back home between 12 and 1 o'clock. Well, she there all the bounce of that day. So the devil or some got in time the other week. He's going to stop her from work. If she didn't stop work, he was going to have her took off of the welfare. I can do it. And I will do it. They're paying you to stay here and take care of me. I said, he ain't said nothing. I said, I guess he could have it cut off. So Miss Jane went over there one day. And I think Florida May's check had come. I don't know what kind now. I don't know what kind of check it was. But she didn't have no better thing to tell Walt. And Walt, I'm going back to the stove with Miss Jane. And I get my check cashed down there. Woo, what she want to sit up for? Well, she better not cash it. You can't cash it unless I sign it. I'm not going to sign it. Not going to sign it. Miss Jane told me. Miss Jane said, Daisy, I never see the walk in such a mood. She said, whoa, he just red and red. I said, well, why? She said, I don't know. She said, I don't know. I said, well, what did y'all do about it? She said, she come on with me. But Clyde told me that Walt, he didn't know what would come of the check. Miss Jane and Florida May went in the room tending to some business, and that was about all. So Miss Jane signed it in the room. Miss Jane kept it. She kept on to the store with her. And when Florida May got through her work down there, Miss Jane cashed it and gave Florida May his money. I said, now what good did it do him to go on like that? I said, he know he can't see. I said, how he gonna sign he can't see? Clyde said, well, that's what he said. He said, but they got it signed and cashed it, and she got her money. I said, you see, he didn't know what he was talking about. Here, tell you what you better not do. You ain't gonna do so and so, and when they come to find out you done already done it, or you doing it on it.
Now, has Walt been sort of peppery all his time?
Mm-hmm.
Way on back.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see him fly off?
I never was around him any time when he was having, but they had plenty of.
You heard about it?
Yes, I heard about it. One thing wrong with Walt, he's already lazy, you know. Well, after him and Florida made married, and then she just humored him, you see. She's a hard-working woman, always have what. It's good for the way. She stays just as fat. So everything he wanted, she tried to get it for him. And she'd wait. And she'd get her money when he was healthy. She gave him her money to keep. All right? He give her what he want her to have. I remember the times when we used to be at church and she'd want money to put in collection. She'd have to go to him in church and get it. Well, he don't never put but a nickel in. And he think that's all you should put in. 1 5-cent. And if I ain't got but a nickel to go in collection, I don't put nothing. It just looks too sorry to me. But she don't stop that now. She keeps her own money. No. And I reckon he be as confused about that. I guess he don't like that. He don't know what she spend. He don't know what she spend. Well, he don't have to. He didn't work for it, but she started him to know what she do. But I didn't.
But she worked for Miss Flora.
Yes, she worked for Miss Flora.
And did Miss Flora know that she'd come up and give Walt that money?
I don't know. I don't know where. I don't know who knowed it, but I know one thing. I know it, and some other folk know it.
How long you been knowing it?
How long I been knowing it? Before she ever started working for Miss Flora, I knowed it when she was working for Miss Agnes Smith. She worked for Miss Smith a long time. Of course, she went to Miss Flo.
Yeah.
She was working. Oh, yes, she's working for Miss Agnes before Miss Flo of Maverick.
That's all.
Did Miss Agnes know she took that money home and gave it to Walt?
She might have, but I ain't never heard Miss Agnes say nothing about it. I believe she knew it. Because I believe Florida May would tell her.
She wouldn't keep a secret. She wouldn't keep
something. She don't keep no secrets.
Yeah.
Because she think she right, you see. I know she told me, when I get my money, I carry it home and I don't stop till I put it in Walker's hand. I said, what you put in his hands for? He keep it and take care of it. I said, not me. I said, if I'm able to work and meet payday, I'm able to take care of it myself. I said, then don't get my money. I keep mine, he keep his. I buy what I want and he buy what he please. So something happened. I don't know what happened. I know she done quit now. She has money herself.
So she don't have to put a nickel in the collection.
She don't have. She put in what she wanted in the church.
Yeah.
Really, I know she has money. because she oftentimes gives me a little piece of money. She buy me nice gifts, and she used to couldn't do it, but she do not.
She gave you that iron.
Yes, she give me a dollar. And about every time I get where she is, she give me a dollar. If it's in the store or to her mom's, if she gonna get to me to her mom's house, she get to me like that. And I know he don't know it. That's when I know she got money. She keeps the money. No.
Yeah.
She buy what she pleases.
Well, that's mighty nice of her.
Yes. She's just as sweet as she can be. She just talks so much.
She's sweet as she can be, except when she ain't sweet.
Yeah. She talks too much. But she's really nice to me.
Well, now she totes off food from the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
To walk.
To walk. Oh, yeah. I think she's gonna find out he ain't no baby. And he ain't no bank. Keeps her money herself. And she's just as smart as she can be.
What can she do, Miss Daisy?
So what can she do? She can't do nothing but work, just like she was. Wash, clean house, cook. She can do that.
Well, that's a whole lot, ain't it?
Yes, sir. She can do that. And do it.
And she works down at the church, too.
Yes, ma'am. If anything going on that just clean it up or cooking down there, anything, she there.
She don't back out?
No, sir.
But it comes to a little work.
But most of the work's in the afternoon where she be done her little job. Wherever she's working at Saturday morning, she going. She go when she get ready. She go early. Start her work.
Well, now, is she the only one of Dora's crowd that really works?
No, she ain't. Now, many work all the time.
Yeah.
Many. Clyde, she used to work. But after Mama got so feeble, well, many didn't have time to fool with her. Dance didn't have time to see after. Well, they plainly said they couldn't stay there. Well, rightly they couldn't. Florida May had to see Bob walk. He was sick. I think Minnie got 6 or 7 children. You know, the welfare put there. And many see after them, but I think the welfare supports them. She get a check from every month. Why? I wouldn't fool with them children if it wasn't mine for what you get out of it. They give you something for it, but they do not pay what it was to take care of a bunch of children. You see, I know.
How you know?
Cause I done see them so many times, so long, and so much. See, my mother, she was the mother of 10 children. And I am the firstborn.
Oh, are you?
I'm the oldest one of them.
So you know all about them children.
Well, as soon as I got old enough, I had to see at hers. I had to take care of her children. Well, after her children grew up, that he could kind of take care of himself. I think my aunt, my daddy's brother's wife, she had about 7. Well, I helped to take care of them. I had 3. I had to take care of them. Doris had 7 or 8 or 9 or something. Well, I had to take care of them. It ain't funny.
I know it's not, Daisy, but it's 7 or 8 or 9. It's not funny. No.
No, it's not funny.
Uh-uh.
Taking care of children. And when you go to try to take care of them, I see Minnie, she ain't never had no children of her own.
Oh.
No, she had none but them unknown ones. They put that for her to see it. As I told Doris, I knowed Minnie was a fool. I said, but I didn't know she was that big a fool. I said, I wouldn't take them children for what I got. I'd rather get out there in that field. I make more and feel better. You see, she's got to be responsible for them children. If anything happened to them, she got to know why.
Oh.
Does she get a check once a month? I don't know how much she get. But one thing I do know, she could make more working out in that field. And she get for taking care of them and feel better. Well, you see, when time to knock off and she knock off that field, well, then she's free till in the morning. She's never free with 7 children.
Oh, see? You mean she keeps them around the clock?
Keep them all the time.
They live there.
Day and night.
Live with them day and night. Wash them, iron, cook for them, take them to the doctor. Go back to see them. Prepare them for school. And you got to see that they do go there to school. If anything happened between them and the teacher, use the first one to go see about it. No.
Now, you'd said that before over here. But I didn't realize that she just had
just got them there, Mr. Miles, all the time. Some of them in pretty good health, and some of them sick. And you see, she had 1 or 2 to die over there. And something wrong with one's head.
Oh, really? Oh, they probably come to her in bad shape.
That's right, they were. Not me.
Oh, now these are not relatives of hers. They're just children that need
they're
to be taken care of.
Children to be taken care of.
I see.
Some of them, now she got one left. Baby, he's just beginning to try to walk. I think she had him since he's about 1 month old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. She just takes care of children.
Yes.
And the welfare pays her.
The welfare pays her.
Mm-hmm. She can do that at home.
Mm-hmm. Now, when she get a day or 2 days' work, she bring them children out here and put them on door.
Oh.
Dora have to sell them while she go away.
Mm-hmm.
I told Dora, not me. I wouldn't miss my... I wouldn't. No.
And Dora's not well.
Dora's not well, and Dora's not young.
And where does Minnie live?
She live up here till Ari Downed.
Oh, I see.
But Florida May, you never see her draggy and this
She just floored me every time I see her.
That's, always gay.
That's floored me.
Laughs.
Mm-hmm.
And tell
her. My Savior. She can talk.
But she laughs and has a big time.
Mm-hmm. She, now, what the most of them call a big time, she don't have that. She don't go out. She don't go to the jokes.
But she talks to you.
Fun she has is when she going to work.
Yeah.
Or go to jail. Stop by her mom's house. Well, if I happen to be there, she have lots of fun with me.
Yeah.
When they's preparing meals down at the church, that she have fun there. The other fun she have it on the jaw.
Well, now, when she, when you over there, she stopped by her mother's house, if she has fun, what kind of fun does she have?
Well, just talking and laughing about different things. Things that happen, mostly what she done for walk or what she done for somebody at work. That's the most thing a lot of me have talked about, work.
What does she say about that? See, I never heard her talk.
She, you ain't never heard her talk? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she just talk about, well, I work for Miss So-and-so sitting such a day, and I had to do so-and-so. I said, oh, you didn't have to do, you just done it. She said, well, I promised to do it, and I think I had it to do. Uh-huh. Then another reason I think I had to do, I needed money. And I was working for money. You know, Walker can't get nothing but that little old check, and if they stop getting that, he won't have nothing. I said, yeah, he will. I said, if you have anything, he'll have some. She said, oh, yes, I'll get him some of it.
Oh. Now, what else is she? Tell us something else she
that's
talks
all about. She be.
Tell us something else she talks about.
What else she talks about? That's all she talks about. She don't go nowhere to see nobody talk about it. I ain't nothing to talk about. She don't know nothing.
Yeah, well, she talk about her work. What else
that's
she say about
her work? That's her work. Where she work at. Well, see, she works for Miss Jane, she works for Miss Gloria, she works for Miss Flora. And I don't know who else she works for, nobody I don't know.
Well, now, what does she say about it when she works for them?
When she works for them? She don't have nothing to say about it. She just knows she, what she got to do, and she know we
well,
know
they, it. You just said when you was there, she come in from work, and you all just talking a big time.
Well, that's
now,
what,
now,
that's
you
what
see,
we talked about.
Well, now tell me another case of what she talked about.
What she talked about?
Yeah.
I told you she would tell me she had to work. And
well, what'd she do? When?
What do she do?
Uh-huh. I mean, when was it?
You tell me when she working?
Anywhere, yes.
She
what did she tell you about?
Washing
iron. What did she tell you about that?
Well, she tell me she ironed sitting 6 days. Well, she washes and ironed the same day.
When was that? Who she do that
ooh,
for?
That's been a long time, because it's been a long time since I've been close to Florida. I don't know when I have seen her. I don't see her every day.
Now,
we didn't see her this morning. She's gone this morning.
Yeah, she sure was. I'm sorry about that.
She so, I don't know when I will see her. Just now and then, we get together.
Yeah. Well, now, she's right flashy looking, too.
Mm-hmm.
She wears
all
flashy.
Right.
Huh?
She can get about, too.
How you mean?
I'm talking about she can walk. It don't worry her to walk. She go up there and work and finish her job, put her foot in the road and walk home. And she get ready.
And that's a long piece, too.
Mm-hmm.
We know that this morning.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, she's right flashy looking.
Yeah.
She wears... She don't wear an apron like you do.
She do.
Does she?
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
She had on a big green plastic hat the
who?
Other morning, Florida made.
Oh,
I saw a great big green hat that the sun could shine through.
Oh, really? I ain't seen it.
Well, we ought to try to find her and see what kind of hat that is. It's really something.
Well, I reckon I better get over yonder and try to find out what his granddaddy's doing.
He's really sassy today.
He feels good this morning. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
He went to bed last night. Slept all over.
Miss Daisy, I didn't quite get all that we were saying over at your house last night.
What?
You were saying that you'd gone over there and cut out my woods over there in front of your house.
No, I didn't say I was going to cut them out. I'll say it this. I wish that gang would come along here and cut them off. Cut them now. You said the lights blind you. Your woods out there blinds me. I can't see nothing through there. And I said, I'd be glad if they would come and cut it down and let the light shine in.
Well, if you catch anybody cutting down my woods, you tell them to lay off.
Ain't nobody gonna cut it but them belong to do it. And I ain't gonna tell them, let alone you eat me.
I tell you, she wants a... Miss Daisy's broken her whole hound. Maybe we better not let her have a whole hound on.
Well, I'm going to get a whole hound or a whole one.
You sure have, Miss Daisy.
Yes.
Get one of them big old eye holes and it won't break.
Won't break?
Uh-huh.
Well, the hoe ain't broke, but the hound broke in it.
Yeah,
that's what it is, an eye hole, and Fred, he don't have a hound.
He don't.
No.
How about your shears? These people were going to get you some shears to
I
with.
Didn't tell. I didn't think to ask him, did he have any? While I was talking about the whole hound,
yeah.
I should have asked him.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I didn't think about it.
Well, some people were going to get you some, wasn't they?
Well, I'm willing to wait. She said she'd get me some sometime.
Yeah.
You're talking about your wife.
Well, now, those bushes may be growing up higher than guys' trees before I get them to you.
I'll be kicking them down.
How you do it, Miss Daisy?
Well, I use them same old scissors. That's what I'm using.
And then you take them in there and use them on Ben's clothes.
Do what?
Then you have to cut with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, I don't aim for him to get old Tom. He don't want nothing to work with. You know, he got up this morning, he eat a big breakfast. I guess I better go, because ain't a thing out for him to eat if he get hungry.
And he swept the porch?
Yeah, he swept the porch.
And he told me about plowing with mules?
Hi, J.R.
You've done it. Hi, J.R. Oh, hi.
He really filled that chair last night, Miss Daisy. Oh, he filled it.
Who that?
J.R.
He's solid, ain't he?
Who?
Why, he looked like this, like a chunk of lead in that chair.
To my jail.
Yeah.
Oh, he's tough. Well, he eats enough, Mr. Miles. No, Bess's gas was out.
Yeah.
Monday. Yeah, must be. Monday, her gas gave out. So she, come over there to the house and told me the gas was out. Well, she had some beans, but she brought them over there, cooked them on my stove where she had a hot plate. She could do the rest of her cooking on. Of course, she couldn't find the hot plate. Did I guess she'd have cooked the beans over there. She couldn't find it till late that evening. It was down to Doris's house somewhere, so she had to wait till Doris come to find it. So Tuesday evening, Jill come over there. He asked me to fix his stuff. I told him, yes, I'll fix it. He had a can of corned beef. You know them big cans like that.
Oh.
And a can of peas, loaf of bread, two cartons of lemonade. So I fixed it, his peas and his beef, and put it on, set on the table, give him a plate and a spoon. Now you know he eat every bit of it. He drank all that juice. He eat up everything he had but the bread. He left, I reckon, looked like about 3 or 4 slices of bread. Every bit.
Why, Miss Daisy?
He climbed the bowl up and drank the juice off of the peas. You know, the peas have a little juice, and he turned it up and drank it. He said to me, he said, Miss Daisy, said that soup is good with them peas. I said, yes, dear. I said, help yourself. I looked at the bowl, what I put the beef in when it got warm. There wasn't nothing in here. It looked like it took bread and sopped it out. Drink both of them cartons of juice. So I told Bessie, I said, Bessie, I said, you know, J.R. eat up everything he had but bread. I said, he left a little bit of bread. She said, that's the way he do all the time. I said, my soul, I don't see how I could do it, but he did. Well, what bread he left when he got ready to go, he carried it on. I don't know where he carried it back to Miss Bess's or carried it with him for his lunch. But he ate up all that stuff.
Well, that big can of corned beef is enough for 4 people.
It's the truth. Well, he ate it.
Now, you hadn't seen him do that before?
No, you know, I don't cook for him. I don't fix his food. No, I ain't never seen him do that before.
I don't believe Patterson's driving the bus.
Driving the bus?
This summer.
No, you know, school travel.
Yeah. So you don't see him at all?
I see him once in a while pass. He ain't in no bus, though.
Oh, I guess that's right. He just a few of them go to this Head Start stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll see what I got in here. Well, I guess J.R. has... He's a bigger person than I thought he was. And he just... J.R. and he has still that...
Oh, he's a big one.
Yeah.
He eats enough.
Just takes a lot to...
That's right.
Fill him...
Takes a lot to fill him up.
Yeah, I guess that's it, Miss Daisy.
Now, none of your family, Miss Daisy, ever ate like that.
Huh?
Nobody in your family ever ate like that.
No, not yet.
James don't eat like that. Of course, you don't see James eat. He eats over the bar.
No, he don't eat that much. Most of my family, they's eating on something all the time when they round the house. Some kind of knickknacks or drinks or something like that. But just to sit down and eat up all that,
he don't eat knickknacks. He don't have none.
No.
So that'd make a difference, wouldn't it?
Well, I just wonder, do he have any breakfast? I know he can get lunch. I've been down there to the store more than one time. And Mr. Fred, in the winter time, Mr. Fred would try to get him to go up to the house and get his warm dinner. He wouldn't go.
Oh, he did?
No, he'd fight there. So Mr. Fred said, Daisy, I don't know what we're going to do. The J.R. said, what we? He said, me and him, so I ain't going to do nothing here. He said, I'll try to get him to go to the house and get his warm dinner. He'd rather buy these knickknacks and this little stuff down here and eat that and to go get his warm food. I said, well, if he likes it cold, let him